Inmates from New Zealand's biggest women's prison say they spent a week hand-washing their clothes and towels in a shared bath before hanging the dripping laundry in their cells. A current prisoner RNZ managed to speak to said both the washing machine and dryer were broken, and despite several complaints, nothing was done. However, the Department of Correction says this is not the case. Alternative laundry arrangements were made and problems were resolved quickly. Our corrections reporter Charlotte Cook filed the story.
Auckland Region Women's Correctional Facility has a washing machine and a dryer placed in each unit for the inmates to do their laundry. But a woman RNZ has spoken to inside the prison says the washing machine in her unit was already broken when 20 women were moved there last week. She says the dryer soon packed in too. Jailhouse lawyer Arthur Taylor says he's been fielding complaints since last Tuesday.
So they've got 20 women who are closely confined, all of them double bunked, only out of their cell about a couple of hours a day, which they can do their washing anyway, into a wing with no facilities to wash their clothes, including their undergarments.
The inmates are forced to use a communal bath to wash towels and clothes before stringing the dripping items along their cell's window ledges. Arthur Taylor says the women could also choose to use their allotted 4-minute daily shower to wash both themselves and belongings.
This includes not only their clothes, but towels and items of that nature. The only way they can possibly wash anything is they've got a bath in the unit and they've been trying to wash it in a bath, but then they've got no way of drying the clothes. I understand the dryer was initially working, but when they started putting clothes that they couldn't wring out properly into the dryer, that's when that gave up the ghost as well. So they've got no towels, they've got nothing.
Arthur Taylor says the women in this unit have jobs around the prison and after spending all day working, come back and can't get their things clean. The woman in the unit says there's been fights and tensions are high. Mr. Taylor says he raised the problem with prison management last week, but had no response until RNZ made inquiries. In a statement, the Auckland Region Women's Corrections Facility prison director Stephen Parr says the claims are not correct and guards made sure the laundry facilities were available.
Last week, a number of women were moved into this unit from another part of the prison, at which time they brought with them significant quantities of laundry. On Thursday, they overloaded the machines in the unit and both the washing machine and dryer broke down. Staff have been taking towels and clothing items to other units in the prison to wash for the women while their machines were being repaired. Staff also conducted extra unlock times for the women so that they could complete any laundry duties they needed to.
The Department of Corrections says as of Monday morning, the machines were fully operational. But the woman from the unit says staff didn't take the clothing to be washed elsewhere, and while the machine is now working, it's very temperamental. She says the washing cycles are now taking an hour and a half, which is problematic with their limited unlocked time. Awatea Mita is a criminal justice advocate who spent time in prison. She says washing, even when you have facilities, is stressful.
Washing could be bad enough with only one machine and you've got to line up your washing to use that machine. If someone tries to jump the queue or takes your washing out of the dryer while it's still damp and puts their washing in, all those things can cause people to become really frustrated.
Awatea Mita says women often don't have enough underwear or bras to get them through the week, even when they can do washing.
Some of the realities of being in the prison environment is that there are women there who are going without, who actually may only have one bra, may not have enough undergarments. But when you're doing your washing in your unit, you have to keep an eye on the washing machine and the dryer because, of course, the women who don't have much, don't have enough bras, don't have enough underwear, they're keeping an eye on it.
Awatea Mita says she really feels for the women who have to struggle through in that environment with no access to washing facilities. For Morning Report, Charlotte Cook.